morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is about the human eye. With the human eye, we can see the body, the beauty of God's creation. The beautiful flowers, great variety, each with its own shape and size, and so many different colors, many different birds, some very plain, some with bright colors, all with different songs. The fish of many sizes and shapes. The blue sky, the trees, the green grass, what a beautiful creation, and all life reproduces after its own kind. Could this just happen? I don't think so. Let's just take a look at one small part of the human body. The eye. What an amazing creation. I would like to read part of an article from Mayo Clinic. It's titled "The Gift of Sight." And it says, "Your eyes are amazing sensory organs. Though sometimes compared to a camera, these two bundles of living tissue are infinitely more complex and work together in perfect harmony to enable 3D sight. The basic function of your eyes is to translate light into electrical impulses, which your brain then interprets as an image. Light enters the eye and passes through your cornea, a protective dome-shaped surface at the front of your eye. Because of its shape, the cornea bends or refracts this light. This refraction starts the process of focusing your vision. The light passes through your pupil, the dark round spot you see when you look at your eye. This spot is actually a hole, like an opening to a cave. Your iris, which gives your eye its color, is a collection of muscle fibers that surround the pupil and cause it to expand or contract in order to control the amount of light that enters your eye. Directly behind your pupil, a clear elliptical structure called the lens further refracts the light and fine-tunes your focus. Small muscles change the shape of the lens. Depending on whether you're focusing on an object that is near or far, once the light goes through the lens, it passes through the vitreous cavity, the space inside your eyeball that is filled with the vitreous, a clear jelly-like fluid that helps maintain the shape of your eye. Light then hits the retina, a thin layer of tissue at the back of your eye that contains millions of light-sensitive cells. The macula, a small region of specialized cells, is the most sensitive part of the retina. And that allows for sharp central vision and the perception of fine details. When struck with light, these cells convert it into electrical impulses that are sent to your brain by way of the optic nerve. Because of the way the light is refracted through the cornea and lens, the image your brain receives is upside down and reversed. Your brain flips and turns the received image and blends the slightly different angles from both eyes into one cohesive visual scene. Just imagine this entire complex process happening constantly and seamlessly without any conscious effort on your part. What a wonderful gift from God. That's the end of the article from the Mayo Clinic. Could it all just happen? I don't think so. There's too much that has to come together. All of these parts have to be together and work in perfect harmony. I don't think evolution has the answer. In fact, I don't think they have a clue. Evolution is a relatively new thing. And creation is something that's old. It's been around a long time. So I think there has to be a super intelligent designer and creator to design something like the human eye. And evolution doesn't have any proof. I think our theory of God and creation, we have all kinds of proofs in the Bible. There are a lot of prophecies that have been fulfilled, and things that happen that just couldn't happen by themselves. And I would like to conclude with a few words from Job. I like Job. I find Job, the book of Job, very interesting. And this is a pretty old book. In fact, my Bible says it's probably one of the oldest books in the Bible. Job knew that he was a created being. In Job chapter 14, verse 14 and 15, Job says, "If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. You shall call, and I will answer you. You will desire the work of your hands." And then in Job 19, chapter 19, verse 25 and 27, Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. After my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, how my heart yearns within me." Thank you.